Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 85. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows level off around 75, mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the first presidential debate between Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump last week, elected officials here in the state of Kansas are reacting to the debate from both sides of the aisle, as some Democrat leaders nationwide are calling on the replacement of President Joe Biden after the poor performance and concerns about his age and mental clarity. However, according to the chair for the Kansas Democrat Party, Gina Repass, she says that they still fully stand behind Joe Biden and that it was just a bad night.
Even at the level of the President of the United States, everyone's a human being. People are going to have an off night or a bad day. But we look in totality at the record of our president. We look in totality at the character of the man who is the president.
That audio from KSNC News, where she goes on to say that in Kansas, we don't panic. We stay the course and we understand what's at stake for our democracy and our country, our future, and specifically for women and our reproductive freedoms. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
With the holiday week upon us, with Independence Day and many individuals across the state of Kansas heading out to the lakes and different vacation spots for the summer festivities, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that some lakes across the state are being impacted with the presence of the harmful algae of the blue and green algae. As the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that coming out of this weekend and going into the holiday week, that there are four lakes with the warnings, including King Lake out of Lyon County, Rooks County Reservoir in Rooks County, the Webster Lake in Rooks County, and Marion Lake at Reservoir out of Marion County. They're also warning of five different watches across the state, including at Eagle Lake in Sedgwick County, the Harvey County East Lake in Harvey County, Lake Shawnee out of Shawnee County, Lovewell Lake in Jewell County, and Woodland Park Pond in Sedgwick County. They are reminding with the warnings and watches across the state that the water may be unsafe for humans and animals, and to avoid areas of the algae accumulation, and do not let people or pets eat dried algae or drink contaminated water.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Leader Kranz is hosting their Summer Fest this weekend, a German celebration for the longest day of the year, marking the beginning of the summer. Board President Ryan Rosendahl says that the organization is always looking for new, younger members.
To continue this on, you know, to make it last another 50 years, 100 years, 150 years, hopefully, you know, it takes getting some young blood interested, you know, to start to take the reins so that it can go on through, you know, the next generation.
In other news, the First Street Brewing Company welcomed in fans of the Omaha Supernovas as the franchise made a Pro Volleyball Federation Trophy tour stop in Hastings. Here's what Supernovas Director of Corporate Partnerships Murphy Maurer had to say.
It's a pretty well-known fact around the office that I am from the Tri-Cities. I'm from Hastings. One of my coworkers came up to me and said, "Hey, Murphy, do you know anywhere in the Tri-Cities where we can get this trophy out there?" And I said, "I know the place."
Rusty Yak Ford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Yak Ford has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand finance. Mach-E 1389 per thousand finance. F-150 1471 per thousand finance. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously at last week's meeting to move forward with the renewal question for a half-cent countywide sales tax for Community Memorial Health Care on the November ballot, which was initially passed by voters 5 years ago. Representatives of CMH in their request said that they feel it's still necessary. Commissioners noted comments they've heard regarding the hospital and transparency, with John Unger suggesting a commissioner be added to the hospital board, and Fritz Blasky said that CMH should tell the community how proceeds are a benefit. They did acknowledge the importance of having a hospital and moving forward with the request, which will be on the November ballot. The sales tax generated well over $1.2 million in 2023, offsetting reported expenses of over $1.5 million in uncompensated care, with patient billing at $42.5 million in 2023. Commissioners sent comments in opposition to a proposed 5-mile transmission corridor, which is a consideration of federal officials. The matter was raised after a comment period was closing in late June, and concerns were raised with little or no notification to local residents who could be affected. State Representative Lisa Mosier and State Senator Elaine Bowers also spoke recently with area county officials with regard to their positions, noting the potential impact on residents, agriculture, and landowners. A legal team is set to interview county appraiser Francine Cromie, who remains on paid suspension to investigate matters of professional conduct and performance in the work culture. The issue was raised June 17th with a special meeting held June 20th, and suspension will remain in effect until the investigation is complete. A jury trial has been requested in a civil lawsuit filed by Marshall County against Farmers Cooperative, seeking nearly $630,000 from an October incident last year when a fertilizer applicator fell through a 3-ton bridge over the Black Vermilion River on Tumbleweed Road and was destroyed. Carelessness and negligence are alleged in the filing for the cost of replacing the structure. Washington County has received a $15,000 grant for the Rural Opportunity Zone program through the Kansas Department of Commerce, to be used to promote the program and help market the county as a place to relocate. Balance of American Rescue Plan funds were discussed at last week's meeting with the local fire departments to receive $5,000. Consideration of a new fire escape for the courthouse was discussed, with an earlier estimate at $210,000. Nemaha County Commissioners heard a request from the sheriff for a nearly 10% increase in the budget, from $2.22 million, an additional $80,000 for the current year's budget, to be used for a pay scale increase beginning late July as an incentive to attract employees. That increase is also reflected in next year's budget request. The county attorney was present and discussed a proposed resolution regarding abandoned vehicles in Nemaha County, which was approved unanimously later in the meeting after modification. City of Marysville will pick up down limbs throughout the community. Those need to be placed parallel to curbside no later than 8 a.m. Tuesday for pickup. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County June 8th. Zach Sparks of Marysville lost control of his motorcycle on 6th near Indian Road and was ejected, suffering serious injuries. He was transported to CMH in Marysville. June 13th, arrests in Marysville were reported after a search warrant in the 1300 block of North 12th Street netted methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and weapons. Tabitha Nicholson and Derek McGuire, both of Marysville, were arrested on drug possession charges, while two juveniles were also taken into custody and later released to a family member. Diana J. Heights, age 78, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Private family graveside service will be held later, with the Christy Anders funeral home in charge of arrangements for Diana Heights. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, spaghetti with French bread, green beans, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, ribs with seasoned mashed potatoes, garden blend, sauerkraut, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some scattered showers possible overnight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 100s. Then showers and thunderstorms still likely into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some scattered showers possible into Wednesday as well, otherwise sunny and cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some scattered showers continue into Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then showers may continue into Thursday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Then some rain early Friday morning, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, and clear skies throughout Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July, 89. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 68. The record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05. We'd received another 20 hundredths or so in the rain gauge, with the first round of passing showers early Monday morning. Good to 63 degrees and scattered moderate rain showers on the 1st of July sound. Light to moderate showers scattered across the region, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, pushing off to the east and extending all the way out to Republic County to our west. That activity likely will continue over the next hour or so. We're hearing reports up to around 3/4 inch locally. We were probably on the shorter side of that first round, but just in the middle of a moderate rain shower at this moment. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 1st of July. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sonic Radio. Welcome back to Sonic RNDIO. That spells radio with me, the CIO. This just in, the new Sonic $1.99 menu lets you build a crave-worthy meal for just $1.99 an item, whether that's a creamy shake, crispy tots, or a quarter-pound double cheeseburger. This just out. Ostriches. They're mean, not very cute, and in my opinion, way too big for a bird. Don't miss the Sonic Fun 99 menu. 5 items, always $1.99. Live free, eat Sonic.
Tax not included. See menu for details.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Rangers Orioles at Camden Yards on Sunday Night Baseball to close out the day. The O's looking to complete a 3-game sweep of the series. Rangers rookie Wyatt Langford had an historic day. Langford down the line, and it is a cycle! A 3-run home run, and Wyatt Langford. A triple, a double, a single, and a homer to cap it. As heard on ESPN, marking the first cycle by a major leaguer this season, Derek Hill also launching 2 home runs in the 11-2 win. Interleague, after a nearly 3-hour rain delay in Queens, the Mets and Astros went to extras, knotted at 5. Top 11, the Stros faced hometown reliever Matt Festa in his Mets debut and made it rain some more.
And Myers lines this one in the left field, racing over. Nimmo will have to play it on a bounce. Bregman scores. Alvarez stops at third. Jake Myers comes through, and the Astros lead 6-5 in the 11th.
On KBME, Jake Myers sparking the 5-run 11th, and the Astros win it 10-5. NBA free agency is underway. New signings reported by ESPN. The Magic inking Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to a 3-year, $66 million deal. The Spurs signing Chris Paul to a 1-year deal worth $11 million after the Warriors waived him earlier on Sunday. Meanwhile, a cornerstone of the Warriors dynasty is also expected to leave, with multiple suitors interested in 5-time All-Star Klay Thompson, who spent 13 seasons with Golden State. Paul George and the Clippers have agreed to part ways, according to a statement from the Clippers organization. Simone Biles is heading back to the Olympics. The 2016 gymnastics champion clinched an automatic spot on the 5-woman U.S. team by breezing to victory in Sunday's finals. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hi. I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank and member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms of
Kansas Republicans love our nation and state, but we know things are headed in the wrong direction. Joe Biden's runaway inflation is making it harder for families to make ends meet, and his border crisis is putting our families in danger. Dr. John Epley has the prescription to make things better. A fourth-generation Kansan and lifelong Republican, Dr. John Epley has been a trusted rural family doctor for over 40 years. A proven conservative, Dr. John Epley is pro-life, a defender of the Second Amendment, and helped write the bill to ban transgender surgery for minors, because the woke liberal agenda has no place in Kansas. And Dr. Epley knows nothing is more important than securing our southern border. He supports fighting illegal immigration by sending troops to secure the border and keep criminals and deadly drugs out of Kansas. Rural doctor, conservative fighter, Kansas roots. Conservative Republican Dr. John Epley for State Senate.
Paid for by Epley for State Senate, Patsy Porter, Treasurer.
From ABC News, Wall Street weekend. Trading will resume after a Friday downturn for the major indexes, which all advanced for the month of June and all higher for the year so far, especially the NASDAQ because of stocks benefiting from the artificial intelligence boom. The Friday losses might have been the result of profit-taking, says an investment strategy analyst at Baird. Investors Friday were encouraged by positive inflation and consumer sentiment data. Among the reports due out this week that could affect stock prices, manufacturing and construction spending Monday, job openings and auto sales Tuesday, factory orders, initial employment claims, and the ADP survey of private business jobs Wednesday. Markets closed for the July 4th holiday, and then Friday, the monthly job creation survey and unemployment rate from the Labor Department for June. The FDA says a new study at a government lab gives reassurance that heat treatment, pasteurization, kills bird flu virus in cow's milk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Supreme Court, in a huge win for agriculture and other sectors, has overturned 40 years of legal precedent that gave agency bureaucrats regulatory powers the courts had to respect. The decisions in two separate cases overturned the court's 1984 Chevron precedent that favored bureaucrats over the courts. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart says the latest Supreme Court ruling is monumental.
If we're thinking about long-term impact, I would say this is easily one of the biggest decisions we've gotten from the Supreme Court, at least in the last decade.
Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the majority, said the Administrative Procedures Act requires a reviewing court, not an agency, to interpret the law. He called misguided Chevron's presumption that ambiguities in the law are implicit delegations of authority by Congress to federal agencies. Hart says Chevron allowed the Environmental Protection Agency to reinterpret Congress's vague WOTUS statute 14 times until the High Court had finally stepped in.
Every time we got a new president, every time we got a new set of priorities, that definition changed, and the features that were on your property changed. It significantly affected the cost of compliance, cost of maintaining your own private property, and that is directly a product of Chevron deference.
But the historic decision is forward-looking. Roberts noted they do not call into question prior cases that relied on Chevron. Those holds are still lawful. Long-term, though, NCBA says the latest decision will impact almost every regulation that NCBA has worked on, putting Congress, not unelected bureaucrats, back in the driver's seat. American Farm Bureau lawyer Travis Cushman, reacting later, said the American Farm Bureau Federation was thrilled with the Supreme Court's decision and that it restored the balance of power between the three branches of government. Sam Speck with your Ag News through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Controlling weeds after wheat harvest is important for weed management and field health. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains the value that handling weeds after harvest can provide to fields, as well as considerations growers should take into account. She says how taking care of weeds now can help control weeds later on.
So really, there's a handful of reasons why we want to control weeds after wheat harvest. So one of the ones that comes first and foremost to my mind is just managing the weed seed bank, right? Because every weed that gets to grow and produce seed is going to, in the case of things like Palmer amaranth and kochia, we're controlling, you know, thousands of plants the next generation. So managing the weed seed bank would be one priority. Managing water resources would be another priority. So just thinking about conserving moisture for whatever that subsequent crop is going to be in your crop rotation. And then another factor would be if folks are double cropping, right? So I sort of think of double cropping in this situation as part weed control and part like agronomics and having a cash crop. But still, you need to make sure that you've controlled any of those weeds that are emerging or coming up so that you can have a successful double crop.
The weeds need to be able to be impacted by the herbicides, and Lancaster discusses when that is.
One of the rules of thumb for weed control is that the weed needs to be actively growing for the herbicides to be, especially translocated herbicides, herbicides that move through the plant. So that would be our 2,4-D's, dicamba's, glyphosates. And also if you have a contact herbicide, so that would be things like our paraquats, our sharpen, those products need to have adequate leaf area to be absorbed. And so generally you want to wait until there's some regrowth on those weeds so that you can actually more effectively get the herbicide to work.
Residual herbicides are valuable for thinking of weed control down the road.
It's easy to see the weeds that are up, right, that have come through that wheat stand and are now rapidly growing since we've taken the wheat canopy off. But the other thing to think about is a little bit of preventive planting, right, and using those residual herbicides. And so it's important to think about, you know, adding a product like atrazine or metribuzin or even a flumioxazin-containing product to that herbicide plan for that wheat stubble. Because certainly when we have challenging conditions for tillering or establishment or anything like that, we certainly do see more problems with weeds in our wheat crop.
That was Kansas State University weed specialist Sarah Lancaster on why weed management is crucial and how to effectively have the best chance for weed control. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
This Independence Day, Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center hopes everyone remembers and honors the sacrifices of the men and women who gave their very lives defending America. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Berwick Oil hopes to see the stars and stripes billowing in the wind from every house and business in honor of all those military men and women who lost their lives defending America. Have a safe Independence Day and thank you to our past and present troops. From Berwick Oil in Sabetha, find them on Facebook at Berwick Oil. OCZ Paintworks is honored to recognize the past and present military men and women, many of whom made the ultimate sacrifice for freedom and the American way of life. Please take a moment this Independence Day to remember these brave individuals. From OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca.
Longer daylight hours and summertime activities often keep us up past our normal bedtimes. Is it healthy? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 1st, the 183rd day of the year. Comedian Dan Aykroyd has a birthday, and Sony introduced the Walkman on this day in 1979. Summertime lifestyles typically mean less consistent sleep habits, and that can spell bad news for your heart health. Researchers have discovered that even with an adequate amount of sleep, individuals who went to bed 30 minutes past their regular bedtime had significantly higher heart rates while sleeping, and the elevated rates often carried through the next day. Surprisingly, even earlier than normal bedtimes had an adverse effect on heart rate. The lesson? An adequate amount of sleep is important, but so is consistency in our sleep routine. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 63 degrees this hour. Pleasant weekend. And a great start to the month of July with rain showers moving across our listening area, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Reports ranging from a quarter to three-quarter for the most part so far as light moderate showers continue tracking east.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the renewal and extension of his contract, the head coach for Kansas State Wildcats men's basketball team says that he is excited for the upcoming 24 and 25 men's basketball season and says that the roster has already pretty much fallen into place for the upcoming year. KSNT News reports that head coach Jerome Tang, who is entering his third year at the helm, talks about the completed roster for the year, saying, quote, "We are going to get to spend a July with a whole 4 weeks in July of working out with the whole group here. And I believe that they're going to make a huge difference on how things are going to get going this year." Tang says he is looking forward to the 13 scholarship players that are coming in as freshmen this year, including three returners with David Ngusin, Michaela Rich, and Taj Manning, along with nine different transfers, including Doug McDaniel, Brendan Hawson, CJ Jones, Max Jones, Bay Fall, Anchor, and others. He goes on to say that he's looking forward to finishing off this year better than how they finished off their NIT performance at the NCAA tournament last year.
Rusty Eckford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Eckford has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months.
months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Take 1667 per thousand finance. Mach-E 1389 per thousand finance. Temp 150 1471 per thousand finance. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
The Big 12 Conference has officially announced their upcoming matchups for their upcoming men's and women's basketball season of 2024 and 2025. As KSNC News reports, the games have expanded, adding Colorado, Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah for the upcoming season. As they say, the teams will play more conference games throughout the year. And it also means, they say, that not all league members may play each other more than once throughout the season. In total, the men's teams will be playing 20 games per their league schedule, with the women playing 18, with Kansas University men's basketball team playing at home and away against Colorado, Iowa State, Kansas State, Houston, and UCF, while only playing BYU, Utah, TCU, Baylor, and Cincinnati on the road, and only playing Arizona, Arizona State, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and West Virginia at home. The Wildcats will be playing Baylor, BYU, UCF, TCU, and Utah on road games only, and taking on Arizona, Houston, Colorado, Texas Tech, and West Virginia only at home this year.
K-State football fans, your nationally ranked Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
We're ready for Kansas State football from Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
This place, boys, is hopping.
Get your single game tickets to the season opener and all other home games as the Wildcats look to defend the Bill.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places
to play. One of the great
venues
in all of college football.
Don't wait to order and get yours now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visit kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team took a doubleheader at Holton Sunday, winning 12-4 and 5-2. Legion senior baseball team returns home Wednesday, hosting Tri-County, with a game at Feldhausen Field at 8 p.m.